Hi there, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Hyde. Well, this week on the show, we have Joni Riley. And Joni Riley is a psychologist and a counsellor from Mace in Dublin. This week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman.
Joni Riley, thank you for taking the time to come in. So Joni, just to tell us a bit about yourself and our listeners, first of all, you're a pastor's wife, you live in Naas, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
You run the School of Emotional and Spiritual Health.
Yes.
And that is a combination of workshops that run out throughout the year.
Yes.
You're also a counsellor and psychotherapist.
Yes, that's my full-time
That is your full-time work.
Yes.
And that is based in Naas.
And that's, yes.
And you are out the door.
Yes.
Very busy.
Yes. Yes, it is, Jackie. It's really busy. I'm also a counselling supervisor, so I look after other therapists as well.
And that's around the country?
No, just in my practice.
Okay.
But life is, yeah.
So today we are going to speak woman to woman. Today we're talking about grief and loss.
Yes.
Now, that is a huge, huge subject, isn't it? And it's hard to even know where to start with that because so many people go through grief. Everybody
yes.
goes through it at some stage or other. But how do we process grief? I mean, everybody will feel it and everybody has a certain amount of loss.
Let me say, first of all, nobody escapes loss.
Really?
Nobody. I think it's part and parcel of our human condition. It's part and parcel of living in a broken world, being broken people, born into broken families, and how to manage and cope with brokenness.
Mm.
And so loss and grief come to us in many, many different forms. Now, when we look at grief and loss, we think mostly of losing somebody, which is more bereavement when we lose a person. But loss and grief come to us in the shape of things like maybe losing a job.
Oh, right. So it's not just death.
Oh, no, no. Right. No, everything is a loss. I mean, a child that drops its favourite teddy out of the pram, that child will experience grief and loss over that beloved teddy.
Really?
To the person maybe whose marriage breaks up or, maybe moves house. Or sometimes even the loss of maybe life hasn't worked out the way we want it to. Maybe the loss of a childhood that we had hoped we'd have, the hope of a relationship that we'd hoped we'd have.
Yeah.
And sometimes some of those losses can actually be bigger.
Or even a loss of not having a child.
The loss of not having a child, the loss of not meeting somebody and getting married. Mm. All of this, the loss of the dream, I think, is what really we have to realise happens when life doesn't work out. And, the process of grief and mourning is the same. It has to be done for everything that we lose in our lives, from that child that loses the teddy to the person who loses their life partner. They will all have to grieve the same way.
Mm. And sometimes we think in the order of things, an older person that might die, in their late 80s or 90s, and then the grief that the spouse goes through sometimes soon after.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Lose them too. You lose both parents around the same time.
Yes. I mean, I think that's one of the sort of seasons of life that we go through, is that eventually we come to the stage where we lose our parents.
Mm.
I think that can be a very difficult thing to watch, to lose a parent and then to watch them maybe in the process of dying. I think, our grief and our loss, there are three things that really matter, especially in relation to when we lose somebody.
Yeah, to death.
To
yeah.
death. Let's talk about that one. The age of the person, what age they are when they die is very critical. There's a massive difference between somebody who's in their 80s, 90s, who've lived their life and who were, are beginning to lose the quality of their life. Mm. There's a massive difference in that person dying and an 18-year-old or a young
Huge.
Child.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, we really protest at that.
Yes.
And the second thing is how close we are to that person.
Right.
If it's, a really beloved mother that you've been really close to all your life and she dies when she's in her 80s, yes, it's going to be very tough. But if that beloved mother dies in her 50s, when you're not ready for
that's
that.
That's right.
That is that's a lot different as well. And then the next thing is how that person dies.
Right.
If you have somebody suddenly taken from you, like an 18 or 20-year-old young boy, son, killed on a motorbike suddenly, is going to have an extremely traumatic effect on someone. Whereas if, you know, the 85, 90-year-old person slowly dies from cancer,
yes.
As soon as you hear the word cancer, you begin to grieve.
Really?
And as you process that, watching them slowly, maybe dying or going through that process is over a year or 2 years or even a couple of months, you have begun to grieve. And that is, so that's a very different type of grief. It's not, it's still traumatic, but it's not going to be as traumatic.
Yeah, we often wonder which would be easier, you know, to lose a parent suddenly. Like my own father was taken suddenly,
yes.
And he was only 58, a massive heart attack, went out the back garden. My mum was out shopping, she came back and there he is dead in the garden.
Yes, yes.
So that had a traumatic effect on her because she was only 55.
Yeah.
And at the time I thought, well, he, you know, that was 20 years ago. We were all really traumatised from that because we never got to say goodbye.
Yes,
and I remember
absolutely.
Even my own sister having dreams all the time. It took her an awful long time. I had one child at the time and I was 8 months pregnant when he died on my second boy, but it seemed to take her much longer to get over the grief.
Yeah.
Maybe because I was busy with my own kids. So there's probably factors around
it. Again, those things really matter. I mean, how close you were.
Yeah.
I mean, your father died suddenly, taken away. None of you got any warning.
Yeah.
Your mother had to come home and find him.
Yeah.
I mean, that in itself was an extremely traumatic thing for her.
Mm.
You know, and again, it just depends. Each person deals with grief in a very different way. But, you know, for me, I would say to you that you know, losing your father, you were all still very young. You weren't ready
30s,
for him to die. He wasn't, he shouldn't have died.
No.
There's a huge protest to that.
Yeah.
And
there's anger and disbelief.
The anger and disbelief of it, of course. And so that, you know, it can take from 2 to 5 years to come to terms with the death of somebody you really love.
Really?
Now, that's just normal. If it's a complicated grief, I mean, say, like, for example, let's take a suicide.
Right.
I mean, if a young child or a young man or even anybody really takes their life with some suicide, that brings a very complicated grief because you're left with all the why and questioning and could we have done something, and that includes guilt and all those kind of things. And so there can be a lot of huge different emotions come up when somebody dies. And again, your relationship with that person and how that relationship was just before they died.
Yes.
As you said, you never got a chance to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
All the things you would have loved to have said. So you have to process all of that.
Mm.
Whereas if somebody is diagnosed with cancer and they, when my father was diagnosed with cancer when he was 80, and I remember the awful, awful shock of it. The awful shock of it. But then I had 4 months to accept that,
right.
4 months to be with him, four months to talk with him, to deal with, you know, I was given time so that when he died, and he was also in his, he was just 80, I was able to let him go.
Right.
Much more easily than maybe your own situation.
Mm.
And I was able to accept. The goal of grief, Jackie, is to come to acceptance.
Is it?
And the sooner someone can move into a place of acceptance that the person's gone, they're not coming back, and that they let them go, they accept that this is the way it is, that's what will bring a sense of peace. And how everybody comes to that place, that's the journey, and you cannot put a time frame on it, and you cannot tell people how to do it, and you cannot, we just know. But it's something I often would, when I talk with people about grief, because sometimes we just need a few measuring rods in grief.
What do you mean by that?
A measuring rod is sort of like, well, have I been able to do all the different steps of grief, and where am I in those steps? Would you like me to explain some of the steps?
Yes.
Okay, one of the first steps we have in grief is the first one, it will be that shock, denial, that sense of no. And that is how the body and the mind absorb the trauma of what's happened. We just go into a complete denial. I mean, as we all watched 9/11, we all stood and we just, I can't believe this is happening.
Yes.
I just cannot. And that is how we absorb something. I just can't believe it. No, we're expressing it.
Yeah.
Yes. And sometimes, depending on how traumatic a death is, like you can be in shock for quite a few months, even though you function and you normal, your mind and your brain can still be in shock. And I actually don't recommend people come to counselling. I won't see somebody in counselling until at least 6 to 8 weeks after, because they need that time to really come out of that. It's just it's a protection around us, and it's an okay protection. You know, that's
why they say don't make any big changes. Don't make any changes in the first 12 months.
Yeah, just accept that you are actually still, even though there's a part of you knows they've gone. Mm. There's another part of you just is absolutely just numb.
Devastated.
Yes, yeah. And it's a numbness.
It's funny.
Unrealness, surrealness.
Surreal. I remember driving along after I lost my father, and I had just I'd given birth to my second son. Didn't know it was going to be a boy. And as soon as he was born, they said, it's a boy. And what do you want to call him? And I said, Joseph, after my dad. Yes. I just said, Joe. And I couldn't embrace him because there was such grief. Yeah. But I remember driving along in the car soon after, and it was like I was in a bubble and everybody was in slow motion.
That's right.
And they were all, people were laughing and carrying on with their daily jobs, going to the school gate, doing what they do.
And your world had stopped.
And my world had stopped.
Yes.
And my mother was in such grief, you know. And I thought, how can they smile?
Yeah.
Will I ever smile again? You know, it was surreal.
That is all so normal. Yeah, that's a really good description of how it is for people. And it's interesting too that you had quite a lot going on there. Not only had you lost your father, but now you had your mother's grief to help her with. And then you just had the birth of all of this entangled together. I mean, yes, I can imagine how tough that was. Yeah.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.